Investment group African Rainbow Capitals released its maiden interim results today, reporting a near 4% rise in intrinsic net asset value to over 9 billion rand, while profit came in at 462 million rand and headline earnings per share at 96 cents. Over the period, the company invested an additional 2.3 billion rand, but says that the sluggish economy did affect some of its investee companies. Johan van Sail, who's co-chief executive officer of African Rainbow Capital Investments, joins us now to take a closer look at its investment strategy that's nevertheless paying off. Johan, thanks so much for joining us today. So as I say, it's your maiden set of results for the group since listing on the JSE back in September. Your overall assessment of the period that was for the group?
Yes, it's a very short period. It's only 115 days. But I think, you know, we're very happy with what has been achieved. If you make investments, you expect a while for them to pay off. So for us, it's been a very short period. And in spite of that, you know, on an annualized basis, if we really take the 4% increase and express it per annum, it is, you know, at around 14-15%, which is a great result. Yes.
As you say, annualized net return on that intrinsic portfolio value, 14.8% for the reporting period. Where does that sit in relation to the return on investment you're targeting over the medium to long term?
Well, we're targeting a bit more than that. I mean, we've just started the performance. So we haven't had a big revaluation in the period itself of 115 days. As you've said, we've spent just over 2.3 billion rands on new investments. But overall, we're very happy, you know, that even from right making investments that we've been able to add value.
Talk us through the 2.3 billion rand you've invested over the period, where exactly you've been putting that capital to work, because while your investments span an array of sectors, you do have somewhat of a targeted strategy as far as capital allocation is concerned.
Yes, the two went into our diversified portfolio, the big investments with the 2.3 billion in there. The biggest one in the communication sector. We are partnering with a business called RAIN. It is and owns a big part of the spectrum and is a data player, particularly in the data space. Now, you know, the cost of data has been a big issue lately for most consumers. Now, the whole objective here is to make data readily available and at much cheaper prices to the public in general. So we've spent around just over a billion rands on that. And the other one is following on from my history being in the short-term insurance industry, where a big part of what we do is essentially repairing cars when people have accidents, investing in the biggest motor repair body shop and outfit, where we bring in new technology and support them. Mm-hmm. Blue Spec, the whole idea there is to, you know, bring the new technology that you get in Uber, for instance, when you want a taxi. When you want the tow truck to get a credible guy, when you use this technology through an app to get towed and get towed to the right place and really to help you and so forth. So there's a whole lot of these things happening, which is quite exciting.
Johan, just how rife are the opportunities and how much buying power does the company's empowerment credentials afford you?
Well, I would say we're astounded every day by what's happening. You know, we're inundated by opportunities. Not only bad ones, but a whole host of very, very good ones. Empowerment is quite important for many people nowadays. You mm-hmm. know, since we've had the new codes coming in, the empowerment codes, the BE codes, particularly the outsourcing, where you buy from and so forth. And many people would like to have access. And without empowerment, they cannot. They have all the ability, but they cannot really work well. And this is where we come in. So we bring a little bit of money, we bring the empowerment credentials, and those two things give people access to new markets. It lifts businesses. It gets them to grow. And this is what we capitalize on.
To what extent does it impact the price tags at which those opportunities that you see come in at? I mean, how much of a discount does it afford you?
It does get us. It depends on the discount. Well, we call it a BE discount. The discount is much more a liquidity discount. So if people come in and say, we want to be empowered for 5 years, that discount usually comes in at around 25%. If it's a 10-year thing, it is around 40% mm-hmm. a discount. But it comes with a liquidity. You're not allowed to sell the share. You have to work on making things work. Even if it goes well, even if your partners exit, you know, you're still stuck in the business.
Absolutely.
And that is what it is. And these are a normal sort of lock-in type discounts that you pay in the industry. So we call it an empowerment discount, but it's essentially a liquidity discount. Or a marketability discount, yeah, if you want to use a broader.
Johan, you've highlighted concept that the sluggish economy has affected some of your investee companies. Where have you been hardest hit?
You know, we've not really been hit that hard, but we would have expected to, you know, from day one get the unlock of these discounts that we have. Mm-hmm. By investing in a business, they have a bit more cash to be able to very quickly expand into new markets and so forth. So a lot of the hits that we've seen was essentially our partners and who we invest being a bit slower to apply the money, thinking a bit deeper and harder on how to do things. Remember, for the most part of the period under review from September to December, beginning of September, we were pretty uncertain on how the political scenario would unfold in South Africa, and people were a bit loath to make those investments to drive the business. It's only towards the latter part of December when they went on holiday that the mood became much more positive.
Absolutely. Having said that, we've got this improved political landscape, a revised economic outlook for the country coming in. How much improvement are you expecting in the second half? Because, you know, you spoke about the three-month period being a very short one for you. It started one way and ended completely differently.
Yes, towards the end of the period, you know, equity prices went up, which we don't like necessarily. We like to buy things when they're cheap. But with our existing investments, things look pretty positive. You know, immediately people coming back from their holidays started investing. We've seen very, very good growth off the back of a new energy, a new optimism in the economy. And also it seems new growth, you know, with the figures coming out showing that things look pretty good, and certainly much better looking going forward.
Well, let's leave it there, Johan. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Johan van Sail is Co-Chief Executive Officer of African Rainbow Capital Investments.